What is cystic fibrosis?
Cystic fibrosis, or CF as we call it, is a genetic disease, as we're talking about, that affects multiple organ systems. So most prominently, it affects the lungs, but also affects the pancreas, the liver, the intestinal tract, the reproductive tract. So it's really, truly a multi-system organ disease that patients are born with.
And how do people figure out that they have cystic fibrosis? What are the symptoms?
Yeah, so that is changing, but the symptoms of CF come on in a really variable fashion. Some patients present with respiratory problems. Some patients present with intestinal or nutritional problems, and it can come on at different points in life. So about 15% of patients will actually be born with a bowel obstruction, something we call meconium ileus, and that's essentially diagnostic of CF. Other patients may go much later in life before they develop any symptoms at all, and we occasionally will see adults who are newly diagnosing CF.
And what are those symptoms?
Respiratory symptoms would be cough, sputum production, recurrent pulmonary infections. The symptoms that are attributable to the intestinal or pancreatic disease may be very abnormal stool, so greasy, fatty, floating stools, inability to maintain weight, abdominal pain or bloating would be the most common symptoms.
If you took everybody who has CF, you described infants, mm-hmm. and you've described adults.
Yeah.
What's the general time of diagnosis?
So it is getting younger and younger. So until a few years ago, newborn screening was not necessarily part of every state's program. So now, as of about 5 years ago, newborn screening is conducted in all 50 states in the U.S. So most patients are diagnosed in the first 4 months of life, and about 75% of patients are diagnosed in the first 2 years of life.